Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Shantz. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bobby Shantz. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost takes first base on ball four. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Joost. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Strickland applying the tag. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a line drive towards first. Fain reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn bunts towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to first for the out. Strickland moves to second. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Strickland moves to third. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a line drive towards first. Fain reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Fain moves to second. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 1 in the game. Zernial strikes out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Fain moves to third. Philly moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby is called out on strikes. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Shantz covering, for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zernial. Rosen reaches second base with a double. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 1 in the game. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Boone now playing shortstop. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 1 in the game. Astroth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0 for 1 in the game. Shantz bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Astroth moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it and throws to second for the out. Astroth moves to third. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan strikes out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 0 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. Boone moves to second. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 2 in the game. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Philly moves to second. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hegan for a passed ball. Philly moves to third. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. Philly scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Michaels. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Michael steals second. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 2 in the game. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Avila reaches second base with a double. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby strikes out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Easter hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rosen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Avila scores. Rosen moves to second. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-2 in the game. Westlake hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Westlake reaches second base with a double. Rosen scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Astroth strikes out. One out. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0-for-1 in the game. Shantz strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harry Simpson pinch runs for Dale Mitchell. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Simpson now playing right field. Wally Westlake now playing left field. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Philly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-3 in the game. Zerniel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fain moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Vallow hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Chance covering, for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Westlake hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosen moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hegan is walked intentionally. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosen scores. Westlake scores. Hegan moves to third. Boone moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hegan scores. Boone scores. It's 6-1, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Glenn now playing first base. Sherry Robertson pinch hits for Billy Hitchcock. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson strikes out. One out. Tom Hamilton pinch hits for Joe Astroth. Tom Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Allie Clark pinch hits for Bobby Shantz. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is called out on strikes. Two outs. Kai Thomas pinch hits for Eddie Joost. Kai Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.